How many of you know, brother? How many of you do not know, brother Atam Bhai? Do not know. Do not know. Oh my God. You eat so many cholis every day and you do not know Atam Bhai. He is a managing director of our choli department. All different varieties of cholis we all eat, relish. It is his recipes and he prepares them with lots and lots of love. And all the cholis that we offer to Baba, he prepares. And he is one of the senior brothers who live in Madhuban, the main place. And he was a gold medalist once upon a time during his study time. And he surrendered himself in Madhuban for ages now. How many years, brother?
30 years.
Oh God, 30 years. You never even born in spiritual life. So please welcome Brother Atam Bhai. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Today's subject is power of silence. Silence power is the most important power in this world. In this disturbed and distorted planet, silence power is a hope for human being. If the speech is gold, then silence is a diamond. It is a ray of hope in this dark world. The power of silence is a light at the end of tunnels. It is the ultimate hope for the humanity. Not having war is not a peace. In the same way, not having disturbance is not a silence. Silence is our inner power. Silence is our value, our virtue. It is my personality. As much we are remaining in silence, we are becoming powerful internally. We find that silence helps us in various fields in our life. Whether it is a scientist trying to invent something new, it is a painter having new visualization new concept. A spiritualist seeking a mastery over the powers. It means silence have vital role in human life. Silence is a means of enrichment for the wise and is a safety for the foolish. Silence is a refuge of the fearful and an indicator of tolerance of the mighty. In various way we use the silence in our life. But when we master silence, we gain the mastery over the spiritual powers. Mahatma Gandhi was weak externally, but strong internally. Today we need internal powers. Silence power is a tool to acquire inner powers. It increases our brain power, thinking power, churning power, etc. That is why it is an important aspect in our life. To increase silence power gradually and gradually. Now, some tips to enhance silence power. First tip is learn basic spiritual truth about the self. Learn basic spiritual truth about the self. Understanding them help us. Whenever we want, we can use them. We are the souls. The nature of the soul is a peace. And we come from the land of peace and stillness. Like this, there are some spiritual truths about the self. We must understand them properly. Second tip is build a personal time for reflection. Early morning hours are the best. As we can typically use them for ourselves without interrupting people and situation. Third tip is just a minute of silence after and before every activity helps us a lot. Just a minute of silence before or after the activity helps us a lot. Fourth tip is, whenever you get a moment, connect with the ocean of peace. And then your mind become tranquil and serene. Fifth tip is develop deep desire. Developing deep desire for self-development after that, when we would be in the middle of crowd yet experience a joy that will offer only solitude. Next tip is appreciate current moments. An attitude of gratitude helps us to go beyond the limitations and then we can experience true peace of mind. And the last tip is watching the game of life detachedly. Playing game detachedly and develop the feeling that I am a guest here. I am a spectator here. I am a trustee here. I am an actor here. Through these thoughts, you can experience detachment and increase the power of silence gradually and gradually. Now, utility of silence in our life. How we can use the power of silence in our life? Mainly there are 10 aspects, 10 points related with this. First point is, silence is diamond. Silence is the ultimate stage of the self. When in silence, we feel happy and contented. We are enjoying those moments. Silence leads to contemplation and perfection. Second point is, silence is self-recharging. Silence recharges the self. It gives the stamina and strength to the soul. When we are full, there is no disturbance. Silence makes the soul full from within. Silence is a ladder to the success in our life. Third point is, silence is self-development. When in silence, we rediscover the own self. We get to know what sort of powers and shortcomings the soul have. Silence is a one kind of mirror in which our internal personality is reflecting. Fourth point is, silence is the solution. We are looking for the solution outside. But the long last solution of any problem lies within us. Silence is a tool to dive down deep into the self. Silence is a tool to dive down deep into the self. It cleans our mind. And purifies our intellect. And conclusively gives a very prompt and perfect decision. Fifth point is, silence is the way of living. Silence is the way of living. We go here and there, do this and that, go to play games, meet people, converse with people. Still, we are not getting peace of mind. Silence power provides us a platform where we can experience true happiness. I am happy by myself and I am even happy in the gathering of 1,000 people. The reason is that I am always connected with the Supreme. I am always connected with the source of powers. That is why I am never hollow. I am never alone. I am never discontented. Sixth point is, silence is need of the hour. Silence is the need of the hour. If we do not have the art to be in silent, we may not be succeed in our life. Successful people talk less and do more. Silence power helps us to control the self. Silence power is nothing but knowing more about the self and about the Supreme Self. Seventh point is, silence is satisfaction. Silence is satisfaction of the self. The original quality of the soul is to remain quiet and still. The original quality of the soul is to remain quiet and still. And this is the reason in the olden days the Rusi and saint used to go in jungle in solitude for spiritual endeavor. But today this is not possible to give up everything . That is why we must find the solution of whilst performing actions, we must be at the peace. And that very skill known as a meditation. Through meditation, we can experience that sweet silence, deep silence, and dead silence. Next point is, silence is energy. Silence is energy of the self. We lay out lot of stress on regimen, but not about the schedule of the self. We take lot of proteins, carbohydrates, and vitamins to remain fit physically. But what about the fitness of the soul? We care least for it. Silence is a true regimen of the soul. That is why every morning for few minutes we must be in silence. That is very necessary. Ninth point is, silence is success. Thoughts are the main assist of the life. By observing thoughts, by observing silence, we can control our thoughts easily. Because our time goes waste in negative thinking, thinking about others, about mundane things. But by observing silence, we can control the thoughts. the mind and intellect, we can discipline easily the mind and intellect. And by the result of that, we can get success in any task easily. And last one, 10th point is silence is religion of the self. When we are in silence, we enjoy that silence. We would like to be in that stage for a long time. The reason? Silence is our true religion. At the time of crisis, we call out peace, calmness and coolness. This is a proof that silence is our true religion. In the word of silence, there is the one word lens. Silence. When we are being in silence, we can observe very minutely the stage of the soul. Qualities of the souls, powers of the souls, achievements of the souls. That is very important aspect. Checking and changing. These are the two main things in our life. As we are efforts maker, the sign of good effort maker is having very good checking power and changing power. Through the silence power, we can develop easily checking power. Until we will not check properly, we will not able to transform, we will not able to change that samskar. That's why minute observation is very necessary. Diagnosis is very necessary. And if we really would like to develop this silence power, develop soul conscious stage, develop true consciousness and real consciousness and royal consciousness, that is a soul consciousness. As we are seeing ourselves as a soul, as we are being in that true consciousness, then automatically the vibrations of peace are radiating all around us, automatically. So, silence is a mother of science. When the scientists, they are sitting in the silence, then automatically they are getting special touchings. And on that basis, they are inventing some new concept, new things. That's why while being in this real consciousness, we must develop this silence power gradually and gradually. At the end, the souls, they will ask you only two things, peace and power, peace and power. I only want the experience of peace, 2 seconds of peace, and I only want power. Why peace and why power? The souls would ask you only peace and power, nothing else. More or less 20 years ago, 15 or 20 years ago, there was a big earthquake in Mexico. And many souls died in that earthquake. And in those days, in Madhuban, on Thursday, Mohini Behan was offering bhog to Baba in subtle world. In subtle region. And Baba immerses one scene. On one hand, on the mountain, the group, the gathering of souls were there, and they were peaceless, and they were asking, give me peace, we want peace, we want peace, we want peace. The scene was horrible. Just imagine. In that earthquake, those souls left their body, left their relatives, left their possessions. How they would be peaceless? They were asking for peace. We want peace, we want peace. And on the other hand, Baba immersed the group of BK brothers and sisters. And Baba has said, not for the sake of yourself, but for the sake of this type of the souls, develop your stays, increase the treasure of peace and donate the treasure of peace to such type of the souls. And the number of such type of the untimely death souls will increase day by day. That's why develop your stage. Increase the treasure of peace. If really we would like to become a great donor, constant donor, as Baba mentioned the other day in Murli, you must have unlimited treasure of peace and power. Your heart must be generous, merciful. On one hand, but on the other hand, you must have huge collection of the treasure of peace and power. Why power? Why the souls will ask power? Because in this world many souls are in the bondages. They are suffering and they are asking for the powers. If somebody can donate me power, then I can be free from these bondages and I can lead my life freely. They are in the bondages. That's why we must have the treasure of powers also and treasure of peace also. And every day at Amrit Vela, practice one thing, one exercise. If you would like to develop this treasure, practice one exercise. In Paramdham, in soul world, Baba is the ocean of peace. And you are just sitting in front of Baba, you are also master ocean of peace. You are receiving the shower of peace and redirecting that shower to the globe on the souls. Radiating that vibrations of peace on the globe, on the souls, so they can receive that peaceful vibrations and they can give you blessings in return. This is our true earning in Brahmin life. Receiving blessings from the souls is our true income. That is why every day, after having successful yoga, powerful yoga, we must donate this peace and powers to the souls. Being a constant donor is a quality of the King of Kings. Being a constant donor is a quality of King of Kings. Baba wants to make you that King of Kings. That's why Baba is saying that just receive the treasure from me on one hand and just keep on donating that treasure to the many souls on the other hand. Do this business. Get busy always in this worldwide business. And earn true earning, earn blessings. Because whatever the treasure of blessings we are receiving in this confluence age, on that basis we are getting the future status in others' birth. Those souls would have huge treasures of the blessings, definitely their future would be bright. They will get very good status in future births. That is why we must develop these treasures gradually and gradually. if you would like to become a constant donor, you must develop service through the mind. Practice service through the mind. Because in future, when there would be lots of problem in this world, there would be only service through the mind. You may not get the chance service through the words and service through the actions. There would be only service through the minds. Why? There would be only service to the mind. What is the secret of that? I'm just giving you one simple example. Here, mother is sitting and her son is very serious, sick. She has a lot of love for her son. And there are many doctors, different pathy doctors, allopathy doctor, homeopathy doctor, naturopathy doctor, different pathy doctors are there available. But within a short time, the mother wants to cure her child, to whom he will offer, to whom he will give chance, okay, please give the treatment to my son, so my son would be healthy. All the doctors can cure and can make him good, but the allopathy doctor can give directly injection and that medicine can flow quickly in the body and he can cure. In the same way, in future, there would be many patients of Maya in front of you. By giving the injection of the powerful thought, by giving the just injection of powerful thoughts, you must cure that patient of Maya in a second. And that can be possible only service to the mind. That's why we must develop that from now. This is the need of this present time. Getting expert in service to the mind. For that you must have two things. If you really would like to get success in service to the mind, you must have two things with you. Very good stage of yoga and very good stage of purity. Thought level purity. Very good stage of yoga and very good stage of purity. Why this is necessary? If you would like to donate something to somebody, you can donate through pure and powerful thoughts only. Through the medium of pure and powerful thought, you would be able to donate peace and powers to the souls. And in future, all over, there would be service to the mind only. The angels will fly on this globe, on this planet, angels will fly and will donate peace and powers to many souls. In abroad, mainly there are a memorial of angels. Why? That is a memorial of we souls, of Brahmin souls. At the time of destruction, when the souls were suffering, when they were in need of peace and powers, you donate them through your angelic stage, you donate them peace and powers. That's why you have done very good task, elevated task, as a supporter of God, as a helper of God. That's why there is a memorial of angels till now. But angel means, what is the meaning of angel? Angel means, not in jail of Maya anymore. Understand? Not in jail or in bondage of Maya. Because free bird only can fly. When we would be free from these subtle bondages, then only we can experience flying state, then only we can donate the treasures of peace and powers to the many souls, unlimited souls. That is why I really would like to enjoy full freedom in this confluence age. As a free bird and flying bird. There must not be any subtle bondage, any sort of subtle bondage. Check while sitting in solitude. If your intellect is going often and often to somewhere else, it means that is a subtle bondage. If your intellect is going somewhere often and often, attracting to us any physical being or physical things, it means that is a subtle bondage. The Lord Krishna is sitting on the globe like a prince. The Lord Krishna is sitting on the globe like a prince. Why? Because he is completely free from this worldly bondage. Yes. He is completely free from these worldly bondages. That's why he is sitting on the world globe. If you would like to sit with him, you must be also free from these subtle bondages. Now, would you like to have very good experience of yoga? Yes, brother? Let us prepare for that. Just relax physically, become comfortable, sit upright, and don't allow the goddess of Maya, goddess of sleep, because goddess of sleep is around. Yeah, she's around. That's why let us go beyond the vibrations, goddess of the vibrations of the sleep. Then we could experience true silence, deep silence and sweet silence. Okay? Sit upright then. Active and alert. Must be full active and alert. And follow my words. Om Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to deeply and clearly visualize myself that I am a very tiny and shining bright divine star. I am sitting in the center of my forehead. I am a sparkling divine star. Twinkling star I am a radiant star I am a peaceful star, spreading the light divine light of the peace all around me. I experience a wonderful aura of divine light surrounding me. I am a just point of light My existence in this world is as a point of divine light. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards. Beyond the sun and the moon and stars, I arrive at subtle region. It is a full of divine, white, bright light. I also adopt the dress of angel. Oh, the emperor of angels my dear father Brahma Baba is in front of me. I also visualize Shiv Baba in his forehead. Bab Dada gives me a wonderful drishti. Love-filled drishti. I have become lost in the ocean of love. He tells me that you can experience any relationship with me. You can experience me as your spiritual father. I am a small child lying in his lap and experience true fatherly love. He tells me that experience me as your teacher. Oh, have proud of my perfect and unconditional teacher. He is decorating me with the jewels of knowledge. Through the tuition, is making my intellect divine. He tells me that experience me as your best friend. My friend is totally loyal to me. Always being with me. Never leave me alone. I talk with him. I walk with him. Play with him. I share every feeling of my heart with him. He is making me light. How lucky am I that I am experiencing different relationship directly with God. And filling my heart with true godly love. The soul leaves the angelic dress and fly upwards towards the soul world. Oh, how beautiful is this soul world. It is full with golden ray divine light. Deep sweet silence prevails. Oh, I see in front of me incredibly beautiful form of Shiv Baba. is most beautiful being in this world. Found Baba. That I have been searching for him in many directions. Baba. Baba, oh my sweetest Baba, I never ever dreamed that I will find you. Become lost in the ocean of sorrow. When I was suffering sorrow, you adopted me, Baba. You lift up me, Baba. How merciful you are, Baba. How generous you are, Baba. You are giving me everything which I need, Baba. I love you, Baba. I like you, Baba. I am yours and you are mine, Baba. I like your company, Baba. You are my best companion, Baba. I am deeply lost in the ocean of love. And experience oneness with Baba. Nothing and no one can separate us. You are ocean of peace, Baba. I am receiving unlimited shower of peace and experiencing supreme peaceful state. filling my heart with sweet solace. Baba, you are ocean of powers, unlimited source of spiritual energy. I am receiving shower of power. Unlimited shower of powers and experiencing extremely powerful volcanic stays. My sins are burning in this fire of yoga. Through this experience, I become light. Baba, you are my whole world, Baba. You fulfill my all desires, Baba. But I have one pure desire, Baba. There must be constant burning lamp of your love in the temple of my heart. There must be the constant burning lamp of your love in the temple of my heart, so I can sing the songs of your greatness at every second of this confluence. Sustain this wonderful experience with me all the time.